the melancholy sorrows of the hunchback. The sweet chime of carillons rings through the air. The celestial heavens accept its prayer. A medley of sorts, ecstasy and sorrow, dwells still in the wandering morrow. It floats, swirling mist, to indifferent minds, but they are withdrawn, no longer inclined. They're unwilling to hear such exquisite notes. To the beautiful cadences, they can barely emote. Though they are deaf to obedient bells, they manifest still, acquiesced from the one in hell. For the people believe a child of death resideth in the tower, Satan's name on his breath. A devil's child, they apprise, is the only reason for his grotesque guise. Not only are they deaf, but blind to see, for they only look at external beauty. For he is Quasimodo, a sequestered soul, a distorted visage, whom few condole. He is a caricature, a countenance deformed, a repulsive pasquinade, a creature malformed. He is of robust descent, a stature of vigor, mind of gold, hands of silver. Yet this hellion, whose only reverie is dreaming secretly in hopes of beauty.